How would you like us to remember her?
As a catalyst for the starting and for the continuance of the numerous causes that she was associated with.
How would you like us to remember you?
Nancy's husband. Remember me as a good lawyer in Tulsa and a fair one, as a person whose compassion and beliefs caused him to devote spare time they had beyond family to his community, that he was a person who did commit an important part of his entire life to the well-being of the Tulsa community.
That is the way we will remember you. What advice might you have to young visitors who are coming to our website and they listen to your stories and others as they are beginning to embark in the world?
Find a wonderful wife, as I was successful in doing. Use your life productively, and to the extent that you're able to, give of your time to your community. To your family first, always, where your obligations are primary. And it's not just obligations, it's the joy and the pleasures that you gain from it for yourself. And to use that time, once you have it, in a way that betters the lives of others who are less fortunate in whatever that way might be. And in order to make your marriage the successful marriage that you hope it's going to be when you initiate it, one in which you have first come to know your future wife's values. Knowing those, be certain in your own mind that you're going to give her, as a woman and as a person, the freedom to fulfill her objectives in her life as fully as you would seek to achieve your own, and that you were a person who lived up to your goals.
Nicely said. Well, Ray, thank you. I'm glad I had the honor to interview both you and Nancy and the remarkable lives both of you did.
Thank you.
And you know, when people talk about people who are married to each other, not everybody says they're a real couple.
That's true. And Tulsa says that about us.
Tulsa says that about Nancy and Ray Feldman.
This is something that's happened to us in whatever we've done. Let me just digress for a brief moment. On all of our trips after England, all of our trips, we included nature and walking. It introduced us to a trip that was totally different from our first trip, which was a trip to see the capitals of the countries that we visited and all of the cities, what cities offer, what urban life meant from 2000 up and from 1600 up and from 800 up. And then ultimately to see the remote villages and the kinds of things that people did in these other lives that they were living, what they got out of them. So we saw this, and this is what got us into having trips that always would have a segment of nature, maybe not a mountain in later life, but nature and urban life too, and to the extent possible, remote experiences.
You started talking about that when I said, everybody said, they are a couple. Did you notice that when you traveled, that people?
Yeah, we often got applause while we'd be at a meal or something near the end of a trip. We'd get applause when we came down from Hillside. Always it was down because up we were slow as hell, always were, even when we were younger. But when we were coming down, we went fast. We were sure-footed and we went. And we would get applause at the bottom of the hill. The others will have come down. We were the slowest at the top because we were looking at things. We carried a little pocket scope with us. We looked at lichen, and we looked. We saw most people on treks are not nature explorers. So we would get applause, which is surprising to us. then they would say at the end of almost every trip what we hear at home. You are an inspiration to us. You're such a marvelous couple. Oh, you are just such lovers. You know, we get this kind of comment, and we get it at home all the time. The inspiration, Nancy got it alone, and we got it as a couple.
Yeah,
I didn't get it alone when I would walk out in the world any given morning or come home at night. I hadn't heard the word inspiration. Nancy would have heard it. She was just this remarkable person.
Yeah. Well, you were a remarkable couple.
Well, we grew from each other, and she often said that I was her Gibraltar. I understand that. I am. But I also found this, as did she, this totally unexpected, adventurous side that, you know, was inspired by this one article that she told you about, the quiz, rather.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. On Voices of Oklahoma.com.
I thank you for doing it.